And that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Ephesians chapter 2,
以弗所书第二章
verses 8 through 9,
第八节到第九节。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
This grace, this is another church word.
这个恩典又是另外一个教会里我们常听到的词。
Out there, they talk about grace as something beautiful.
在外面你听到的 grace 可能是指的什么很漂亮的东西。
But usually within the church, grace is talking about a gift.
但是在教会里我们讲到这个恩典是一个礼物。
The Greek word is charis.
在希腊文里指的是 charis. It
means a gift.
就是礼物。
Important thing about a gift is you don't pay for it.
是礼物的一个特点是你没有办法买来的。
I have to tell this story. I had a relative. It's always a relative.
我们必须要跟你们分享这个故事。我有一个亲戚。
This relative came to me with a present.
那个亲戚呢，拿了一个礼物过来。
I found something very good price. I want to give to you.
他跟我说，这个是非常好的一个非常。摆到一个非常 好价钱的，所以我想要送给你。
Then he asked me to pay him the cost.
然后他问我说：“那你要付我多少钱？”
It was a close enough relative that I did pay him, and I appreciated it.
因为这是一个很好、蛮亲的一个亲戚，所以呢，我不在意，我就付他钱了。
But was that a gift?
但是那是一个礼物吗？
Not a free gift.
并不是一个免费的礼物。
So, yeah, grace is a gift.
恩典是个礼物。
Romans 5, verse 1.
罗马书第五章第一节。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God.Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Here's another one of those church words.
这里又有另外一个教会里常听到的字。
Faith.
Faith, 信心。
What's faith?
什么是信？
The Greek word is pistis.
希腊文里称为 pistis.
It means belief.
它的意思是相信，信任。
But not just simple belief.
不是简单的相信。
Not just the belief in your head.
也不是你头脑里的相信。
But true belief.
是真正的相信。
Belief that changes you.
这种相信呢，会改变你的想法，改变你。
Hebrews chapter 11, we won't get in there, I'll just touch on it. It's called the faith chapter.
希伯来书第一章又称为因信的章节。
It describes faithful people from the Old Testament.
这里形容了很多，提到很多在旧约时代当中有许多信心的伟人。
It says by faith Abraham obeyed God.
因着信亚伯拉罕信靠神顺服神。
Abraham left his home to live in the land of promise.
他离开他的本国本地，居住在应许之地。
And by faith Abraham offered up Isaac.
他因着信也献上了以撒。
His son Isaac was promised. God said, "Through Isaac, you will be a great nation."
他的儿子以撒呢是神所应许的，神也借这儿子呢让他能够成为一个大国。
Then God asked Abraham to kill Isaac.
但是神却又要求他献上以撒。
You want me to kill him, but yet he will be a great nation.
那或许在亚伯拉罕的心里觉得说。你要我杀掉这个孩子，但你又说你要借着他成为一个大国。
So Hebrews says that Abraham knew God could bring Isaac back from the dead.
在希伯来书说到，其实当时亚伯拉罕以为这个神会让他的儿子复活。
So That's why Abraham is known as the father of faith. Book of James, chapter 2, verse 14 to 26. That's a long passage. We won't read the full part.
雅各书第二章第十四节到第二十六节。
James is talking about people who they say they have faith apart from their works.
雅各在这里讲到说, 有些人, 他们认为信心和行为是可以分开的。
James emphasizes that faith and works go together.
他强调的是信心和行为其实是同一体的。
Verse 26 says, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead."
第二十六节讲到，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
Just think about that.
想一想这句话。
I'm standing here. I'm a physical body, and I'm also a spirit.
我站在这里是个活生生的人，但是我也有灵魂。
If we separate my spirit from my body,
如果我把我的身体和灵魂分开，
how would you describe me?
那你会怎么样形容这样的一个人？
Dead, right?
是死人，对不对？
Yeah, that's dead. James says, in the same way, if you separate your belief in your head from your actions, it doesn't make sense, it's dead.
雅各用这样的比喻来描述信心和行为也是一样，如果你把信心和行为分开，就是死的。
That's a good passage. I'll mention it again. James 2, 14 to 26.
这一段是非常好的一段经文，我鼓励大家回去可以念过一次，是雅各书的第二章第十四节到二十六节。
So my next point here is, how do we become part of Christ? How do we get in? How do we have his gift?
下一部分我们要讲到的是，我们如何与基督联合呢？ 我们如何能够接受这个礼物？
This is a delicate point here.
其实这是一个非常我必须要很小心说的一个话题。
We have a lot of people here from different backgrounds.
我们在这里其实有很多不同的弟兄姐妹是来自于不同的背景。
Different denominations.
不同的教派。
Different opinions.
有不同的意见。
I don't have time to survey every teaching, denominational teaching or opinion.
我们没有办法把所有不同教派里所认为的跟大家重复的复述一遍。
We don't want to offend. Should we skip over this?
我们也不能说，因为我们不想要冒犯你，所以我们这一部分我们就略过不讲了。
Is going to church and being a Christian, is that good enough?
那我们上教会当一个基督徒。 就足够了嘛。
Matthew chapter 7
马太福音
verse 21 to 23 Interesting picture of the end time judgment day.
这是在我们见主的面的那一天，你可以看到的一个景象。
Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do mighty works in your name?' And then I will say to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you laborers, you workers of lawlessness.'"
耶稣说, 凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说：主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
This passage tells me there's going to be people in the end who lived their whole life believing they were a Christian, believing they were going to heaven, but in the end, Christ says, "I don't know you."
这段经文告诉我们，当我们见主日审判日的那一天，相对有很多人，他们一辈子都认为他们是基督徒，可是见主人面的时候，才发觉不是如此。
They run a race, But in the end, they're disqualified.
他们跑了这一段路，但是到了最后的时候，才发觉自己根本没有资格在这个比赛当中。
I don't want to be disqualified.
我也不想要成为这样子的人。
I hope you don't either.
我希望你也不要成为这样子的人。
Another example from real life.
另外一个真实的例子。
There was a fireman who was living with his girlfriend.
有一个消防队员，他跟他的女朋友住在一起。
While on duty, he died.
在一场救人的活动当中，他死了。
The girlfriend knew that widows can collect insurance or collect a widow's pension, so she tried to collect.
这个女朋友她知道，因为她的先生是因为工作而付上他的生命，所以她可以领到一些保险金。
The court rejected her claim.
但是法院并没有判她可以领这一笔保险金。
They said because she didn't make a legal commitment in marriage.
他们说你在法律上并没有一个法律证明你是跟这一段的关系是你约定的一个关系。
So the fire department had no legal obligation to her.
所以其实消防队对你而言根本没有任何的权利跟责任。
So in that final day when we stand before God.
所以当我们审判那一天在站在神的面前的时候。
Can you say it?If I say it, but Barnabas told me this.
那我告诉神说，可是冯涛弟兄告诉我这样子。
He might say, "Who's Barnabas?"
他可能问我谁是冯涛啊。
I'm not trying to pick on Barnabas.
我并不是刻意举冯涛弟兄当开玩笑。
It's important that we know our Bible.
重要的是我们必须你自己要理解这个圣经。
It's important that we study it for ourselves.
重要的是你自己要读这个圣经。
Barnabas' opinion doesn't matter to God.
上帝可能不在乎巴拿巴怎么想，不在乎冯涛弟兄怎么想。
And that goes for anyone, myself.
即使我自己。
Or another minister elsewhere.
或是别的教会另外一个牧师。
What's important is what Jesus said.
最重要的是耶稣怎么说。
And what the Bible says.
圣经里怎么说。
So back to this. Eternal salvation is the most important topic in this life.
在个人生当中，这个恩典，这个救赎呢，是最重要的一个话题。
And we don't have time to examine every denominational teaching.
我们真的没有办法让对每一个不同的教派的教义都去做深入的了解。
Or traditions.
或是说传统有什么样的区别？
Is it okay if we just look at what the Bible says?
我们可不可以就看圣经里告诉我们圣经里怎么说？
Yeah.
可以吗？
Oh, okay. Thank you.
谢谢。
Take you back to the first sermon on the first day that the church started.
那我们就回到看到教会初期的教会第一篇讲道。
Peter was preaching.
彼得是讲道的人。
And he told the people they just crucified God's son Jesus.
他告诉众人说，你们刚把耶稣钉十字架。
And that God had raised Jesus from the dead.
但是神让耶稣死里复活。
Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
我们看到使徒行传第二章三十七节到三十九节。
Sorry, through 37 to 39. Yeah, I have a typo in my paper. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what should we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are afar off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当如怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，也必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。”
I like that.
我很喜欢这段经文。
Because I'm not a Jew.
因为我并不是犹太人。
I'm one of those afar off.
我就是在这个经文里所说的那个在远方的人。
So that promise is for me too.
所以这个应许也可以在我身上实现。
Notice we got another church word here.
我们又发现这里又有另外一个教会里常听到的字。
It's a word repent.
悔改。
Interesting word.
非常有趣的一个字。
The Greek word is metanoia.
在希腊文指的是 metanoia.
Meta means change.
它 meta 意思是改变。
And noia has to do with your mind.
Noia 就是你的心。
Let's talk about change your thinking.
讲的是改变你的思考，改变你的心意。
But that's the simple understanding.
那是最基本的，我们可以理解的。
I give you an example here of repent versus regret.
好，我来这里举一个例子，就是悔改和后悔之间有什么样的差别。
One Friday night, two friends drink too much beer.
一个礼拜五的晚上，周末的晚上，两个朋友在一起喝好多好多的啤酒。
The next morning, they have terrible hangovers.
就隔天早上，他们两个都宿醉了。
What are they going to say?
你觉得他们会想什么呢？
I'm never going to drink again.
他们两个都同时都讲，我再也不喝这么多酒了。
But the next Friday,
结果下个礼拜五，下个周末。
They go out again.
他们两个一起出门了。
One guy, again, he drinks too much beer.
其中的一个朋友，他就又喝了好多的啤酒。
The second friend doesn't drink any.
但是另外一个第二个朋友呢，他一点都不想碰这个酒了。
The first one has regret.
第一个朋友他后悔了。
I drank too much. I have a hangover. I regret that.
喝太多酒了，然后宿醉了，我很后悔。
But the next week he's still drinking.
但是下个周末他还是一样照喝不误。
But the second person has changed his mind.
但这是第二个朋友呢，他已经改变他的心意了，改变他的想法了。
He's repented.
他悔改了。
He's changed his thinking and his actions.
他不仅改变了他的想法，他也改变他的行为。
And if he continues this way, his personality, his character will change.
如果你持续有这样子的改变，他的个性，他的人格就会有所改变。
So repent is a deep changing of the mind and personality.
所以悔改是你心里面最深的改变。
The second word in here is a baptism. It talks about that.
我们另外要讲的一个跟教会里常用的字是受洗。
Let's go to Romans chapter 6 verse 1.
我们来看罗马书第六章第一节到第十四节。
Let's go up verse 1 through 11.
我们从第一节看到第十一节。
This is a very good picture of what baptism does.
就是你可以从这里看到受洗的一个非常清楚的一个图像。
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in his death, we certainly shall be united with him in resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For the one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God.So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
罗马书第六章第一节到第十一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？岂不知这我们受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他 联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Have you ever felt like your life was so messed up, there's no way to fix it?
你有没有觉得你这一生其实弄糟了很多事情，你希望重新能够再来一次？
So messed up, you just want to die and start over again?
真的一团混乱，你就希望可以死了重新再来一次好了。
That's what this passage is talking about.
那就是这一段经文所说的。
You think about when a person's baptized.
当一个人受洗。
They're buried in the water.
他们被埋葬在水里。
Under the water, they stop breathing.
在水里面，他们停止呼吸。
But God doesn't leave you down there.
但是神并没有让你留在那里。
He brings you up again to new life.
神把你从水里埋葬当中带回来，再重新有新的生命。
And you start breathing again.
你可以开始呼吸。
A little thought here. When a person dies and they're buried, how much work do they do?
有一个小小的想法说，当有一个人死了被埋葬了，他到底能够做什么？
None.
什么都不能做。
Same thing. When the person is being baptized, how much work is he doing?
一样的，当这个人接受这个洗礼，他能够做什么呢？
It's the minister doing the work, right?
是牧师做这样子的工作。
Yeah. I'll bring this up because it's an awkward point here. Some people say that baptism does nothing.
我想提出这个论点。有些人说洗礼其实对你的信仰并没有太大的影响。
But the Bible sure talks about it a lot.
但是圣经里却提到了很多。
Throw out some thoughts to think.
我把一些想法提出来，让你可以想一想。
I already mentioned when a person's buried, they don't do any work.
我们刚刚已经讲过了，当一个人被埋葬之后，其实他什么都不能做。
Also, James, we saw before, James says you can't separate faith and works. It's together.
在雅各书我们也看到。好，这雅各说了，就是身体跟灵魂是不可分开的，是一起的。
When we take God's teaching and we try to fit it into a box, sometimes it doesn't work well.
如果我们试着要把我们的教义放在一个框框里来受限它，有时候是没有办法这么做的。
Another, a lot of churches consider baptism.And communion to be a sacrament.
另外一点是，很多的教会认为洗礼跟领圣餐都是属于圣礼的一部分。
If it's important enough to be a sacrament, how can it be nothing?
如果这么重要，可以成为圣礼的一部分，那为什么它连什么功用都没有吗？
And Jesus commanded it in the Great Commission.
耶稣也在大使命中告诉我们，这是我们的责任。
That was Jesus' last instruction to the apostles.
那其实是耶稣在离开这个世界前给门徒们最后的一个指示。
Go into all the world, make disciples.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
1 Peter 3:21.
彼得前书第三章第二十一节。
Peter says, "Baptism saves you, not the removal of dirt."But an appeal to God for a clear conscience.
这水表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神的面前有污秽的良心。
It's not about the dirt on your skin. It's not a physical washing. That's not what's going on. It's a spiritual thing with the physical.
不是你洗上你身上的一些污秽，这不是在肉体上面的洗，而是你精神层面的，你的灵性，你的灵魂上面的洗。
Let's go back. We talked about some church words.
我们讲到了很多在教会里常听到一些字眼。
Maybe this will help make it more clear.
或许我们将接下来可以让大家再想一想，能够有更清楚的概念。
We talked about grace.
我们讲到了恩典。
That's God's gift to us.
是神的礼物。
Christ paying for our sins, not us paying for our sins.
基督为我们付上了代价，而不是我们自己付上了代价。
Talked about faith.
我们讲到信，信心。
That's believing in the gospel.
是相信这个福音。
Believing that Jesus died for our sins and rose again from the dead.
相信耶稣为我们的罪而死，而且从死里复活。
Trusting that He can save us.
就是相信到一个程度，你可以相信他救了我们。
Repent.
悔改。
Changing our mind, changing our thinking.
改变我们的心，改变我们的想法。
And over time, our character.
甚至会改变我们的本性。
Our value system.
我们的价值观。
And finally, baptism.
最后是洗礼，受洗。
That's participating in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
是与基督一同埋葬、受死、埋葬和复活。
I don't want to get hung up on this. This is just the beginning. It's talking about a new birth.
这只不过是一个新生的开始。
And when we become a Christian,
当我们成为基督徒，
it's kind of like a flower that starts growing.
就像一个花朵开始成长一样。
Once we plug into Christ,
一旦我们与基督联合，
His power can help us change even more.
他的能力可以我带来更多的改变。
D.L. Moody, it's a guy's name.
有一个人的名字叫 D.L. Moody。
D.L. Moody was a famous minister.
他是穆迪，他是一个非常著名的一个牧师。
He said, "God changes our want to."
他说神改变我们所想要的。
I want to tell you a story.
我要在这里再分享一个故事。
My family is a bunch of bloggers.
我的家人其实是一堆伐木工人。
And this is an old joke. Some of you will get it, some won't.
这是一个很老的笑话。或许有些人你们能够理解，有些人没有办法理解。
It's okay. In the old days, they used to cut trees with the big saws.
在很久以前，他们砍伐木材的时候是用一个很大的一个锯木。
And the type that go like this.
那个锯刀呢是这样子要前后的这样子拉扯。
So some of the loggers had big, yeah.
所以有些伐木工人他们其实有非常强壮的肌肉。
The more strong you were, the more you can cut, the more money you can make.
如果你每一天伐的木可以数量越多，你能赚越多的钱。
One of the old loggers, he heard about these new chainsaws.
就有一个老的伐木工人听说店里现在卖了一种新产品，是新的锯木机器。
He heard if you have a chainsaw, you can cut more.
他说如果你有这种电锯刀的话，你可以砍伐更多的木材。
He saved his money, he went to the store and he bought a chainsaw.
他就把钱存好了，然后到商店里把这个买回来。
He went out, he used it.
他就到外面去了，开始用这个电锯刀。
The next week he came to town.
就下个礼拜他又回到这个商店里，这个镇上商店里。
He brought the chainsaw back.
把这个电锯刀还给那个商店，很用力的放丢在桌上。
You said with this chainsaw I can cut more.
你告诉我说这个电锯刀我可以锯更多的木材。
He says no, I cut less.
根本就不是这样，我砍的比以前更少。
So the man in the store, he picked up the chainsaw to see what's wrong.
所以这个商店的主人就把这个电锯刀拿起来检查一下到底是什么回事。他就拉了那个启动器。
The logger says, "What's the noise?"
他说怎么回事？发生什么事？
He had the chainsaw had power. It had the engine on it.
这个电锯刀上面有一个引擎，有一个马达的。
But he didn't know to use it.
他根本就不知道怎么用它。
The same thing when we plug into Christ.
跟我们一样，当我们与基督联合的时候。
We have His power.
我们有这个能力。
But if we only try to do it on our own,
但是如果你还是靠你自己，
it's much more difficult.
是非常的难的。
So I'd encourage you.
所以要鼓励大家。
Seek Christ.
寻求耶稣。
Seek to plug into His power.
寻求与他联合，让他的能力也成为你的能力。
And work it out for yourself.
不要靠着自己的能力。
Even if you disagree with me.
即使你不同意我今天说的一切。
Have a clear conscience between you and God.
跟你的神跟耶稣基督有一个单独的关系。
Thank you.